Blog Talk Radio.
Buenos días. It's Los Domingos this morning, and we are up and ready to do shit. I think that intro was very long, if you ask me. Kind of sounds like it's stuck. I don't even know. Let's see if that shit changes. There we go. It changes. Okay.
Hi, lady.
What's up? I knew that was you.
How are you today? Hi, Bruce.
I am reluctantly awake. How did you do that? She got excited again. I have this effect on the women.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. Thank you for checking back. Thank you. Thank you, lady.
You got too excited. I have the effect on the women. Don't worry.
Okay.
So what's going on with you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Interesting reading yesterday. You're going.
Yeah, yesterday was interesting altogether.
Yeah, I had an interesting call yesterday. It was so remarkable, interesting.
Oh, my God. It gets crazy up in here. So what is the dilemma?
Okay. Oh, I just need a quick answer on like, if you see Days, and then I have a novella on another person to the situation. Can you just tell me, a time or a day? I'm trying to see if it's gonna happen. You need me a time.
Okay.
You said that you saw me maybe having some type of sexual experience with this person. Do you, what is the day on it? Are you able to get days? Because I don't know yet. Just curious.
I'm not sure if I can pull an exact day and time on it. But no promises. But we might be able to pull up something on it.
Thanks.
Oh, you mean the guy who's a douchebag where I said bang him and leave him?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you should just bang him and leave him. Dump him in the trash with the condom.
Really? Because, I mean, he has good qualifications. He has military background. I mean,
that's a more of a reason to fuck and leave. The reason why I said it is because yesterday, he's a fucking pussy. I'm sorry, he's a pussy. Emotionally, he's not compatible with you at all. You will chase away inferior males because of your strong personality.
Yeah,
this
true.
Guy has This guy don't have a strong personality. He's a fucking pussy. So I said, if you want a fucking pussy, date a female. Well, what's wrong with you?
True.
Because I know a lot of females who ain't even a pussy like he is. So, you know, But yeah, I can try. No promises on that. But yeah, he's not mentally stable. That's the T on that one. That's one of the main reasons why I said just fucking jump on the dick and go, bro. Post your pic and go. Okay, let's
see. Yeah.
Will anything happen between you and Pussy Boy?
I'm just curious.
All right. Let's see. Is the little pussy boy going to give her some dick?
Oh, my God.
The problem is, after you do bang him, he ain't going to leave you alone. And that's going to be the hard part. If I get with another dude, which probably won't happen, I'll be celibate for another couple of years.
You get to wait
number or nothing.
Yeah, congratulations. You got a change of love. I know you're happy.
Yeah.
You're happy.
I'm happy.
She knows she's happy.
I have a fiancé, but we live very far away from each other right now. And right now I'm like, he's like, when you want to get married, let me know. I'll be here. So I'm like, great. Because right now... I'm not marrying, but he's there if I want
him. Oh, my God.
So that's sweet. That's sweet. Okay, so here is. Oh. Girl, run. Run. I see all cards that say run. He's more trauma than he's worth. Oh, boy. All right, so if you do have sex with him and decide, I would hurry up and get to that job that you're leaving for 6 months because he's going to be annoying as fuck. Yeah, like, everything you're building right now, if you get with this dude and you let him hang around you, he's going to cause your downfall. Yeah. You have the fool in the distant future here, too, as well. Lucifer, stop. Get over here. You licked the toilet seat today. I don't want to hear it. Freaking weirdo. Okay, so this guy's bad juju. Yeah, he's bad juju. I don't like what I'm seeing here. And he's very argumentative, too. Are you sure you want to deal with that? I mean, this guy's a big-ass baby. Like, seriously, no. Hop on the dick, ride it, and send him on his way. Kick him out. Drop it. Like a bad hit. Like, no. This is all bad, girl. This is all bad. So if you stick around with this dude, your future is the Fool, the Magician, the Tower, Knight of Swords. It's just getting worse. The Five of Wands. This is a fight. The Lover's card with the Knight of Wands. With all this crazy mess, right? This is a mess already. I say no. Did you tell it your real name? You shouldn't have told it your real name. This is a problem,
really?
I see. Yes, girl, he's one of them stage five clingers. Stage five clinger.
What does that mean?
But exact day. In the next 7 weeks, you're going to be pondering... Because he's going to be knocking at your door, basically, constantly. Then it's going to be an argument after argument after argument while you're still deciding on whether you should yep and go when this should have been decided already. Nah, he's going to mix your mind up and cause you to make stupid choices. Yeah, no. It doesn't... exact days. But what it does show that once you let him in the romantic section, if you should, he's going to be all drama. Breaking down all of the barriers that you've built, confidence that you have, the new job thing, like, this is important. Do not give this man the time of day. He's not even a man. This guy's a child. Emotionally and mentally, he's a pussy. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to sugarcoat it for you. If you were to have sex with that, don't tell him where you live. I'm just going to put it right there. Do not tell this person anything about your personal life. Bag him, tag him, let him go. Like, seriously, it's... She dropped her call again. Next! You're on Nasty Tea.
Hi there.
Hello. What's going on?
Hi. I just want to know what, like, the next, like, 60 days has in store for me.
Oh, yeah, I know who this is, of course. She'll be back. She'll be back. She can wait. Dealing with this girl's telenovela. All right, let me shuffle cards for you. Oh, yeah, that's one of my regular girls. She's got the dramas. She's got the dramas. She'll be back on. She keeps dropping her call. All right, we'll do you right now. All righty. Oh, we got a reverse card. Very, very interesting. Que interesante. Okay. Let's see. All right. So the first 30 we're looking at a Knight of Swords here.
Okay.
Knight and a 3 of Cups. So being an understanding listener that you are, you know just how to please others and what to say. But remember not to get so close to your associates that you have a hard time thinking for yourself.
Okay.
Rely on your own ability to solve problems. Now that's coupled with a 3 of Cups and a reverse 8 of Pentacles. So this has something to do with the job. So let's look at our reverse 8 here. See what we've got showing. Now, as reverse, this is talking about gaining recognition for accomplishments. Don't forget those who made your success possible. You want to help people.
I know.
So be a willing listener. Now, in this sense, we've got some cups here. So there's some emotions in this. And people around you are seeking acknowledgement in the form of positive strokes and physical affection. Flexibility and adaptability at the time will bring luck. Family problems will also soon mellow. The next 30 days.
That's not
we've
bad.
Got a queen, we've got a Queen of Wands here, coupled with the Hermit and a reverse 8 of Cups. So for our Queen, this is a reminder to believe in yourself. Don't be afraid to take the lead. Dealing
Thank
with
you.
Authority figures will go well. Answers arrive when you talk things out with friends and lovers. Write letters, make calls, and send faxes. Punctuality in this time really counts. I've been told to shut the door when you come in. So we've got...
Wow. I got the tower last time, and you didn't know exactly what it meant. I'm telling you, it was the computer system that we changed over. Everything was a mess, and that's why I got the tower. all of our, no one knew, it was just a mess, but it's all fixed out now. But the tower can be serious, but it wasn't anything with me. It was at the computer that we changed over all our computer systems. But go on. I just wanted to tell you that. Go on.
Oh, wow. That's what we was looking at. Okay, yeah, because
yep.
we couldn't
yeah.
figure that one out. That makes sense.
Nothing bad happened. I was like, oh, my God. No, it was with the job. It was that stuff. It's just everything was just in
yeah,
disarray.
Yeah,
but go
problems.
On.
Yeah.
Yep, go on.
Awesome. Great. I was a little worried about that because we really couldn't pick up anything. So that makes sense.
I know.
Now, emotions are running high, so let go of situations that no longer concern you. This will be the next 30 days.
Okay.
Now, spend time and money on things that make you feel good. So next 30 days, you're going to have the go-ahead to make yourself shop yourself happy. Now, you have the Hermit coupled with this. Break an unnecessary habit. Take steps to eliminate unhealthy ruts and routines. Have some of your friends been driving you crazy lately? It would be a good time to get them out of your life. Don't let
okay.
yourself get stuck in the expectations of others. So it looks like someone's going to try and throw some opinions around. And you'd be like, no, thanks.
I know. I can think
so
for myself. That's good.
Your foundation's pretty good. You got the Hierophant coupled with the Two of Cups and the Lover. So you're in your element. You love what you do. It's something that you put all of your energy into. So remember to hold on to that no matter what, especially in these next 30 days when you're having to dust off others' opinions. Final outcome, you have a reverse wheel of fortune here. So beware, because luck isn't on your side just now.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
get embroiled in anything that you'll regret. Stay constructively selfish. This is not a good time to be alone, though. Ask questions and seek answers and try options. So it sounds like somebody's going to be trying your patience and or maybe a computer system.
Yeah, I know. There is a person. There's always a person at work that can try your system. At least once. I try your nerves at least once, you know, a month or so. You know what I mean? There's always going to be somebody.
Yeah.
That's human nature.
Yeah.
That's a pretty decent reading today.
Well, no worries. I got a Knight of Wands here to tell you the more self-assured you are, the better things will go. Everybody's trying to win, so be prepared for competition. Fight the need to have the last final word. And this is topped by a Two of Pentacles. Let go of something old in preparation for new opportunities. Keep your
okay.
ears tuned to alternative business proposals. Brainstorm with peers and explore teamwork. Work will be testing your patience, so there will be a lot of brain activity on your part, figuring things out for everyone else, basically. Always fixing others' mistakes.
Perfect. Oh, my gosh, that was so good. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Sure.
It's about a little dog that I have. I've had her for two. Her name's Orchid. I know it's such a. I hate her name, but that's her name. I'm not going to change it. Is she happy here with me? Her name's Orchid. She's been
All
through
right.
the
Orchid,
hell.
Huh?
Oh my God. She was emaciated when we got her, and she's getting healthy now. I just want to see if you're picking up anything on
awesome.
Her.
Awesome. Absolutely. Let me do my best. Let's see what I can do.
I want to adopt her. This is I've never said that before, but this, I think, is the one.
Oh, wow.
I know. That's why I'm asking. I've always had this preconceived, I want a boy or a white dog. I want it to be a beagle. This is a girl, and she's black, a brown and black dog. Totally opposite. Don't ever try to think
what
you're
totally opposite
gonna,
of what you wanted.
I know. You have to know
Orchid.
Her.
Orchid. Let's see. Is Orchid happy?
She seems happy. She follows me everywhere.
Right, Orchid?
Thank you so much, by the way.
Absolutely. Orchid has seen some things. She's been made promises, and none of them have ever been kept. She was a bit skeptical and a bit worried, but she trusts you. She feels that this is a good place to be, and she does have hope. She's covered with the Fool, the Hermit, Reverse Justice, Queen of Wands, which is you, Reverse Five of Swords, which is a good thing, Reverse Ace of Pentacles, and two Eights, Eights of Cups and Eights of Pentacles, topped with the Three of Cups. I'm going to say, yes, she is. She is healing. She's in the process of healing her mind and soul right now, and physically, Mother is making sure that she is being fed well and that she is no longer scared.
She's ready for adventures
with you.
I just absolutely love this dog. From what she's been through and what her temperament is, she's been through the hell, and she's just such a good dog. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why I'm so taken with this dog. But that was great.
Oh, yeah.
So she's happy here, at least. She's happy.
Yeah, she's happy. She feels the change extreme. It's like a complete opposite of what she was going through.
I know. She was emaciated. She's got about, I'd say, 10 more pounds I got to help her put on, but... Listen, you answered my. I don't want to keep any longer. I'm sure you've got another call. You answered me perfectly. Listen, thank you so much. I hope your job's going good at Denny's because you work hard, girl. That is hard work.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
you so much, and you have a great day, man.
Thank you so much. Okay,
you're welcome.
Okay.
Give Orchid a kiss for me.
Oh, she's laying right here. I know.
Well, you two have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll see you next time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chiquita Banana. All right.
She's so funny. Lady, thank you for coming back. I don't know what happened. Maybe your block talk.
Your excitement? Don't worry. I have that effect on the women. Don't worry.
Oh,
it's normal.
It's
normal to be taken by me. I get it. I get it. The excitement. Anyway, so yeah, girl. All his cards suck. They suck. Yes, girl. He sucks.
Each card that I ask, they all suck.
Well, it's not your fault. It's not that... Okay, here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
Strong women attract physically and emotionally and mentally weak men. It's not because you're weak and stupid. It's because he literally is weak and stupid. And he needs someone to feed off of, okay? That's what these guys do. They find a really amazing gal. She's got all the stuff he wished he had. He's going to cling on to her. And you know what? He ruins it. He ruins all of it. So this is where us strong females need to recognize the weak male. He's a weaker species than you. So if you add him to your life, the Tower says it's going to be a bad idea because everything that you are building now, he's going to put a stop to it. Because... you're going to get the dick. It's going to make you get dumb. And that ain't your fault. That's just hormones, man. So if you want to be able to get the dick and have your career too, get the dick, dump the dick, leave the dick in the trash, and then go on about your business.
Interesting. What did you say about 7 weeks? I didn't understand.
No, he's weak, sweetie.
No, you said 7 weeks.
What about seven? What?
You told me something that happens in 7 weeks. And he's also my door in
7 weeks.
Oh, in
7 weeks. Yeah, 7 weeks. He's going to be bothering you for 7 weeks, girl. 7 weeks. In 7 weeks, you're going to be seeing that this guy ain't worth your time. If you keep talking to him. So my suggestion is get the dick and go.
Oh.
Yes, girl. But, are you going to take up all your time? You're going to waste your time. Okay. Don't you got a job you're going to go off to? You're going to be absolutely annoying. You're going to take over your time. Now, that being said, I'm not saying don't talk to him. I'm not saying don't have a little fun. What I am saying is don't let that motherfucker reach his claws into you and stop all progress. That's what I'm saying.
It's true. Thank you. Thank you. I understand you.
So
I
have
understand.
Fun.
I understand.
Do not put much into it. Don't even put much thought into it. Don't give him your emotions. And have a little fun. Dust the cobwebs off that pussy, okay? Okay? Beat the drum. Make your fucking nature calls. And then cross them off. Girl, it's easy. Girls do it all the time. Guys do it all the time. You don't have to give yourself to somebody and then, like, actually still deal with them. Like, no, it's... You can have sex, honey. You can have sex, enjoy it, and then never talk to him again. I'd do that. Girl, next guy I have sex with, he ain't even going to know my name. Pretend I speak another language. Fuck. No habla inglés. Oh, you speak Spanish? I'm Japanese.
Buddy, your name.
Yeah,
you just,
like, seriously, I would do that. If I'm that hard up and I need to get me some dick, I don't want to make no damn commitment. I don't want to even talk to you after. I'm going to pretend you don't exist. Yep. Bitch, I'll wear a wig at this point. I don't care.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get my phone number, nothing. I'm never going to see you again. Yeah, see, it's easy. It's real easy. You can have your fun. You can have your cake and eat it, too. As long as you're not hurting nobody.
But
you
told me something that I need to think about. You said that if I have sex with him, he's not gonna leave me alone.
Well, I mean, yeah. So be smart about it. Fucking have sex with him, throw him away. Like, don't talk to him anymore. It's called ghosting, honey. You can ghost. It's okay. You have my permission to ghost the dude. You'll be fine.
I'm
you
about
can
it.
Ghost him. He's gonna ghost you at any time anyway. They do it. Shit. Ghost him before he ghosts you. Come on now. Don't be afraid to jump on the penis and let it go. But make sure you wear a condom.
But, true, Renee, but you told me 7 weeks. What is the 7 weeks? Just real quickly, I don't understand.
The 7 weeks will be you going back and forth with this dildo and then making a decision whether or not you want to deal with him. But that depends on you whether you're going to let it last 7 weeks.
Okay.
So you don't have to make it last 7 weeks. You can never make less time if you make the right decision.
True.
Shit, call him and get on the dick now and save you the 6 weeks. That's what I would do.
That's fine.
Get the dick and let it go. It's the best advice you could get. Shit, and it's free advice. You can't go wrong with this.
Okay.
Just have fun. Explore yourself. Explore your naughty, your nice, your nasty. Fucking treat the man like he would treat you, girl. Fuck. He gave what he want anyway. Pussy. Right? You give it what he wants. Yes, exactly. And you know what you want? You want a career. And a career does not involve a man. Because man's going to get in the way. Men get in the way of your success. So don't let them get in the way. You know?
Yeah, girl. I understand you.
Yeah, have fun. Allow yourself to have the carnal, you know, have the carnal fun. Like this is human. This is animal. We're animals. Enjoy the animalistic need for this type of, you know, itch. Scratch the itch. But you don't need him to be your companion. You don't need him at all. In fact, I'm sure if you ghosted him and called him back and say, I want to fuck again, he'll do it. He's a man. Boys are pathetic, honey. Boys are pathetic. They really are.
Really?
So, I mean, all of it is up to you entirely. Every little bit of this is your choice, what you want to do. He just stupid. You know, he's just dumb. So either way, 10 to 1, you'll get what you want. And he'll somewhat get what he wants, but you can't, you know, give him everything. No point in that. You know, so just get the dick and go, bitch. Shit. If I would do, get the dick and go. You know? There's no sense in putting yourself through extra steps. Right?
Yes.
And there ain't no sense in putting yourself out there. Shit, he right there. He already wants the shit. So get it and let him go. It's a perfect...
He already wants.
Yeah, girl, he already wants it.
He hasn't asked me.
Girl, he fucking wants it. That's because he's waiting
no,
for
he
you
hasn't
to make
asked
the move.
Me.
Yeah, because he's waiting for you to make the move because he's a fucking pussy. Man, you got to do everything, too? Shit, I would have already lost interest.
Yeah, but this is a question. You see him knocking on my door, and you see him knocking on my door. What is it about?
Oh, that's metaphor, honey. Knocking on your door, as in he's going to start wanting to get with you sexually.
Oh, okay. Is that what you saw in the cards?
Yes. He's going to start making you get stupid is what he's going to do, try and get your attention and all that. Yeah. So he's going to do
it. Oh.
Well, shit.
Okay.
I'm being called into work. Girl, I'm being called into work early. I got to go. I got to get off here. That's the tea for now, everybody. I'm sorry. I got to go into work, girl. They call me.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you. Thank you.
No, sure. Congratulations
Thank
you. To you on the job.
Yes.
Yes. Keep it going. Stay on path. And when it comes time, get the dick and let him go. He'll be back anyway.
Okay.
But make you be the decider. Make you be the one, the writer of your own story. You ain't got to lay down or do nothing for nobody. Just remember.
I love
it's
that.
It's your
I
world.
Love what you said.
It's
Beautiful.
Your life. So I'll be back on tomorrow, you guys, at 10 a.m., same time. So I won't have to go in until later in the day. So I won't be called. I probably won't be called in. That's why we're cutting the show short this morning. I apologize for that. But wear your mask, wash your hands, Black Lives Matter. And everybody stop being a piece of shit. And what Israel is doing is completely wrong and fuck the government. All right, that's the tea, y'all. And I'll be back tomorrow. Girl, I'll be here tomorrow if you want to continue your saga.
Okay, bye. Love you. Take care.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.